send alternative slates of electors was clearly part of an overall plan to upend the election results and to retain the presidency. That might, I would say might, have had an impact on at least some Republican senators and might have led to a conviction. But you didn't get the conviction. What you got instead was 57 senators, the largest number in history, voting to convict a president who had, or former president at that point, who had committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Now the question is, can we do anything going forward?
I want to turn to Donald Trump speaking on the John Solomon Reports podcast earlier this month.
The insurrection took place on November 3rd. That was the insurrection when they rigged the election. The big insurrection, the real insurrection, really the crime of the century. That took place on November 3rd, but not on January 6th.
The real insurrection was Election Day. John Nichols, the significance of this and the point that the voting rights attorney, Mark Elias, makes, that there are so many voter suppression laws that are passing around the country right now to make it extremely difficult, particularly for Black, Latinx populations to vote, that it will make it more possible that there will be charges of fraud when someone makes a mistake because they're voting the same way they voted for years and suddenly they're wrong.
There is simply no question, Amy. That's exactly what's going on. Donald Trump is promoting a big lie. And there's a lot of folks who are saying, well, yeah, he's the former president. He's been called out as a liar. We know that. We know that. But the fact is, he's succeeding in state after state after state. Republican officials, many of whom in the past stood up to him or at least didn't go along with him on everything, are falling into line. They are supporting these bogus audits. And as you point out, they are supporting election and voter suppression strategies that, if implemented, will make it dramatically easier for the Republicans to upend election results or to impact election results in 2024. This is a big deal, and people have to refocus on the whole of this story, refocus on Donald Trump's clear sedition, his efforts to overturn an election result, and refocus on how to, A, avert the voter suppression strategies, and that's something that Congress can do by endorsing the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, but also to hold Trump to account. It is absurd to suggest, as we learn more and more about Donald Trump's personal engagement in dramatic abuses of office, that Congress does not revisit these issues, and frankly, that state officials do not revisit these issues as well.
We just have 30 seconds. The John Eastman memo, the significance of it?
It lays out the strategy that was being examined in 2020, and it tells us what will be done in 2024 if action is not taken to hold Donald Trump to account and to avert voter suppression.
We want to thank you, John Nichols. There's much more to talk about with you. We'll have you back on, the nation's national affairs correspondent, and we'll link to your piece at democracynow.org. And we end today's show. We send condolences to our producer, John Hamilton, on the death of his father, William Billy Selden Hamilton, a professor of Slavic languages and linguistics, spent nearly three decades as assistant dean of the college at Wake Forest University. Also, a longtime bluegrass musician, was affectionately known as Banjo. And that does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for two positions, a director of finance administration and a human resources manager. Learn more and apply at democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warren, Efterina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tim Ray, Astudio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Honey Masood, and Adriana Contreras. Our general manager is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Marion Barnard. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Stay safe, wear a mask, save lives.
High school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Courts in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. A minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2140 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, at WMCK.FM. I am Mando Richard, your host for today, and we've got a show that I know you will enjoy. It'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like it always does, and end up on the gospel side of the family, like it always does, and in between, chaos will rule. We're going to kick it off with a remake of a classic Asleep at the Wheel song by Asleep at the Wheel from their new record, Half a Hundred Years. They're going to sing and tell you about the letter that Johnny Walker read right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs, drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care, when a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you, and this is what the letter said.
Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. I need your love, and the kids, they gotta be fed. If you don't hurry back, I'll be gone. Yes, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read. Then John, he got up from the table. Slowly, so slowly, he walked outside. He was thinking of his wife and little children back at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. Then John, he stared off into that street light, and a vision filled his poor, poor heart with dread. For you see, it was him lying drunk there in the gutter, clutching in his hand a letter that Johnny Walker read. And this is what it said.
Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. I need your love and the kids, they gotta be fed. And John, if you don't hurry back, I'll be gone. Yeah, that's what the letter said.
Letter that Johnny Walker read.
Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. I need your love and the kids, they gotta be fed. And John, if you don't hurry back, I'll be gone. Yeah, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read.
That's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read.
Yes, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read.
Well, we're gonna drink some whiskey. Drink till the break of day. Well, set up the bottle. We're gonna drink till the break of day. Yeah, I don't care what nobody says. Drink a little gin. Drinking wine is mighty, mighty fine. Scotch and soda will fill the quota. It ain't no joke to drink a rum and coke. But if you really wanna have a time, come on upstairs to my pad. Well, I will try to show ya the best time you ever had. That's why we gonna drink a little whiskey.
Block of ice and a Cadillac bowl. Get you a knife and make your hole. Put lemons, limes, and orange slices, and rocket greens, and mint, and dicer, and bread and butter, and alligator pears. Don't let them catch you unawares. When you find your dates, become a bunch. Serve them all. Old tum-tums. 23, field artillery. Mobile cryptography. Eugene Walters, field artillery punch. The artillery punch will make a party go. Triple dollar pinch and throw. Cognac, cognac, pour it in. More white rum and cold champagne. Two good bottles of English gin. If you lose count, go try again. Yeah, T.S. Eliot, he ain't no fun till you get him drunk on old Tom to Tom's. 23, field artillery, mobile cryptography. Eugene Walters, field artillery punch. Came with a dapper dwarf and a ballet skirt and a dozen whores and a crooked cardinal and a horny nun. Got in a gin-filled tub with Ray Malone and a sexy priest and a tiger fur. Yeah, you should have seen just what I heard. One in Rome, and you aim to please, and your time is tight, and your lemon squeeze, and you find your date, become a bunch, serve them all. Eugene Walters, field artillery punch. When you find your date, become a bunch, serve them all. Old Tom to Tom, that's Eugene. 23, field artillery, mobile cryptography. Eugene Walters, field artillery punch. Yeah.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism can affect any family. Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking? Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Rowan Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Mother went out on a party. She left at home a baby son. He cried and begged her not to leave him, but she would not give up her fun. She kissed his cheek and tried to soothe him, but he denied her childish plea. The baby cried as she was leaving, please, mommy, please stay home with me. The mother joined the merrymakers and soon was lost in fun and joy. The mellow tune and flitting shadows made her forget her baby boy. She laughed and danced while she was drinking. The world to her was fancy free. But now and then these words would haunt her. Please, mommy, please stay home with me. Party feeling dizzy, the smell of drink was on her breath. She hurried home to find her baby in raging pain and nearing death. The doctor came and looked on sadly. The case was hopeless, he could see. The baby died, these words repeating, please, mommy, please stay home with me. So, mommies, don't neglect your children. This story should a lesson be. Do not ignore your baby's pleading. Please, mommy, please stay home with me.
I'll never get
Listen to Gary Harrison's Boys, Them Buzzards Are Flying, as performed for you by Kristen Harris on the fiddle, Jenny Rothfield on the banjo, Rick Davis on the guitar, and his wife Joanne on the bass, from that Dolly and the Devil Festival Season release that I've been playing music from. Anyway, while you're listening to Boys, Them Buzzards Are Flying, let me tell you about that liquored up set of music right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. And yeah, I snuck in a fifth song. I hope that's okay with you. I liked doing that last week, and I did it again this week. Back at the beginning of the set, Asleep at the Wheel, from their new record, Half a Hundred Years, in which they celebrate 50 years in the business. That gave us a remake of that song that was on, I think was their LP, Texas Gold, The Letter That Johnny Walker Read. Asleep at the Wheel, The Letter That Johnny Walker Read. And the new record is a lot of fun. Next, we went over to the R&B side of the family for Al Jackson doing Let's Drink Some Whiskey. And that's from that compilation I've played from off and on over the past several months, Cheap Old Wine and Whiskey. Then we played Paul Birch and the WPA Ball Club doing the 23rd Field Artillery Punch. Quite a recipe. That's from Paul Birch and the WPA Ball Club's record Light Sensitive. Then after the PSA, I squeezed in two more songs. One of my favorites, the Dry Branch Fire Squad doing Please Mommy Please from that old LP of theirs, Good Neighbors and Friends. I think it came out in 1985. And then we closed down the set going back to 1925 for Riley Puckett, claiming I'll Never Get Drunk Anymore. I played that from a compilation that came out about 10 years ago called Country Music Pioneer. This next set's sort of nostalgic in many ways, and it's going to start off with a request. Linda from Bellevue wanted to hear the McGarrigle Sisters singing Heart Like a Wheel. And that's how we're going to start this set of music right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. What I can't
wheel when you bend it, you can't mend it. And my love for you is like a sinking ship, and my heart is on that ship out in mid-ocean. And it's only love, and it's only love, and it's only love, and it's only love. And it's only love, and it's only love, and it's only love, and it's only love.
Change your mind. It hurts to know I've lost you. I've loved you for so long. What's happened to us, darling? What's brought this parting on? I'm just one kiss away from loneliness. Hold me tight and love me is my last request. Broken heart will have to face it, try to hold no regret. I'm just one kiss away from loneliness. Memories will be my past. I'm just one kiss away from loneliness. Hold me tight and love me is my last request. Broken heart will have to face it, try to hold no regret. I'm just one kiss away from loneliness.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's the Mockster. Much like a hangover, you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a bit. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. out to eat, and that's for sure. But it's nothing the homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Change this life I lead. Well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Out the back door, running down the lane with a bat and a glove for a pickup game. Red clay baking in the southern sun. Cicadas in the trees singing noisy hum. It's hot as hell for a baseball game, but we play it every day like a sweet refrain. The sound of the crack of a baseball bat. Home plate is an old hubcap. That old ball you borrowed from a friend. And if you hit that ball a little too hard, you lose it in Mr. Skinner's yard, and you'll never see that ball again. You weren't picked first, but you weren't picked last. Now you're an outfielder standing in the wild crab grass. Swing, batter, 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 swing, batter, swing. Trash talking, spitballing, hit that thing. A little white ball flying in the air. You stick out your glove and you say your prayer. Sound of the crack of a baseball bat. Home plate is an old hubcap. That old ball you borrowed from a friend. And if you hit that ball a little too hard, you lose it in Mr. Skinner's yard, and you'll never see that ball again. Looking back, I do remember what might be my favorite days. And as I toss this ragged ball back across the fence, I say, play, boys, play, play ball. Of a baseball bat. Home plate is an old hubcap. That old ball you borrowed from a friend. And if you hit that ball
that ball again. No, you'll never see that ball again.
To Melinda Crawford and her band play the Kelly's Island Reel and My Gentle Milkmaid from her 2008 record, The Wandering Suitcase of Sterling. Let me tell you about that last set of music right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, Linda from Bellevue wanted to hear Kate Ann McGarrigle doing Heart Like a Wheel. So I dug out the 1975 version from, I think it was their first LP, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Then I did a heartbreaking song from the Osborne Brothers, One Kiss Away from Loneliness. I recorded that back in 1967, and I played it from a compilation, Heartbreak Classic Country. Then we heard two songs that are for the summer that has just passed, for which I'm already nostalgic. My friends John and Wendy kept me in Tomatoes off and on during the summer, so for them, I got to hear Guy Clark's Homegrown Tomatoes from his 1983 record, Better Days. And since the show originates from WRCT Pittsburgh on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University, the last song on that set was from a 1990 Carnegie Mellon alum, Chris Levanche. And he did Pick Up Baseball, nostalgic for those days when he and I and other people of our ages we'll just go out and play sandlot baseball for the fun of it. That's from Chris Levasseur's record, After the Flood. Quite know how to explain the rationale behind the next set, but you'll figure it out. It starts off with Tom T. Hall and one of his songs for kids, Fox Hollow's Animal Train, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
When we took off, we almost had a critter of each kind. We had a duckbill platypus, and we had a big old lion. We had a horse with two front teeth and a monkey on a chain, riding on Fox Hollow's animal train. Well, the skunk got off in Schenectady, we's glad to see him go. The duck got off in Kentucky, and the bear got off in Buffalo. The horse got off in Austin, the mink got off in Maine, riding on Fox Hollow's animal train. Well, the cat jumped on the kangaroo, and the elephant fell down.
The monkey blew the whistle every time we passed the town. The lion fell asleep and left his tail out in the rain, riding on Fox Hollow's animal train. The beaver lost his toothbrush and the zebra lost his shirt. The possum played the banjo and the pig played in the dirt. We got off in Nashville just to play this little song. Fox Hollow's animal train keeps moving on. And now the possum will play the banjo. If you hear this train a-coming, you just listen for this sound. That means that we're in town. Get on board and we'll all laugh and play some silly games, riding on Fox Hollow's animal train.
Same old stall again. He shouted on to Washington for the track to live by. You never saw a donkey in your life to jump so high. He rode me on to victory. Carried him to fame. I'm back in old Columbia in the same old stall again. The rooster and the eagle fought a duel in the sky while I was kicking gravel in the big white elephant's eye. The rooster fought the eagle and proved he was game. I'm back in old Columbia in the same old stall again.
Hee-haw, hallelujah.
Hee-haw, hallelujah. I'm back in old Columbia in the same old stall again. They had me on the racetracks for another state last fall. Mr. Roosevelt, he rode me to the presidential hall. When he led me to the manger, see my handsome profile in the papers everywhere, and soon you'll hear them singing about me on the air. The world is gonna miss me, but soon 'twill be the same. I'll be back in old Columbia in the same old stall again.
Hee-haw, hallelujah.
Hee-haw, hallelujah. I'm back in old Columbia in the same old stall again. Same old stall again.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, fully endorsed by the Big Possum String Band.
And now we're going to have a bit of Baby Stovepipe with some Whiskey Before Breakfast. Let her go!
Now, when I was a bachelor, I lived all alone. I worked the weaver's trade. The only thing I ever did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the wintertime and part of the summer too. The only thing I ever did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy dew. It was late one night, she came to my bedside while I was fast asleep. She flung her pretty arms all around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, she tore her hair. Ah, me, what could I do? So all night long I held her in my arms just to keep from the foggy dew. Bachelor and I live with my son, and we work the weaver's trade. And it seems that every time I look into his eyes, I'm reminded of that fair young maid. I'm reminded of the winter time and part of the summer too, of the many times I held her in my arms just to keep her from the foggy dew.
heavens above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you are near, I can't sit still a minute. Oh, Johnny, pray tell me too, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Johnny,
oh, play some of that old ragtime, Johnny.
That one's called Ragtime Annie, you old fool.
Ragtime Annie?
Uh-huh.
Annie who?
Annie who?
Yeah, anybody got $2 I can borrow, I sure could use it.
No, sir, not for a bum like you.
A bum like me?
Yes.
Well, fine, I didn't need it anyhow. I needed more like $10. Say, 20 would do.
Oh, Johnny, how you can love. Oh, Johnny, heavens above. You make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you are near, I can't sit still a minute. I just Johnny, pray tell me, what makes me love you so?
You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I'm just, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh.
To fiddler Ralph Blizzard and guitarist John Lilly play Hell Among the Yearlings from a CD they released in 2005 called Blue Highway. Let me tell you about that last set of music right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, we heard from Tom T. Hall and his Fox Hollows Animal Train, and I played that from the 1995 reissue of his Country Songs for Children record. Then, from The Crooked Road, a Treasury of American Music, from that compilation, you heard the Wolf Brothers singing The Democratic Donkey. And then one of my favorite Tim O'Brien songs, The Foggy Foggy Dew, from his 2005 record Cornbread Nation. And the last song in the set was Bill and the Bells doing Oh Johnny Oh, from their 2018 record Dream Songs, etc. I have a regular listener who goes by the name Tupelo. He keeps urging me to play things from the Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, Tony Rice pizza tapes. All right, here you go, Tupelo. Here's Little Sadie. Hope you enjoy it, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Went out last night to take a little round, met a little Sadie and I blowed her down. Went right home, went to bed, 44 smoke that's under my head. Woke up last morning, comes last night, the drinks and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around, taking little Sadie to the burying ground. I'm thinking, what a deed I done. Grab my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I'm standing on the corner reading a bill. Along come the sheriff from Thomasville. Says, young man, is your name Brown? Remember the night you blowed Sadie down? Well, the judge and the jury, they took the stand. The judge held the paper in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 days to wear the ball and stripes. Train to send me back to the county jail. Had nobody for to go my bail. Well, the judge and the jury, they took the stand. The judge held the paper in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stripes.
This is Thor, the Rock Warrior. When I'm chilling out in Asgard, I listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
Quoting another man. Oh, how can I ever stand to see those two blue eyes shining like a diamond in the sky? Flowers were made for blooming, pretty stars were made to shine, pretty girls were made for to love you, little Maggie was meant to be mine.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
My shoes were sinking in that cold, wet grass as I looked into the grave. Priest was talking to the sky above about a soul that he had saved. The bell was ringing in that old churchyard when they laid him in the ground. You could hear it for a mile or more. You hear that dark and holy sound. So ring out for the empty lives that you made whole, and sing out to the wandering ones for whom you told. Someday when my time has come, you'll ring to call my soul, call my soul. Bell ringing 18 years. Then I went out on my own. I left those stories that I thought were true. I left the shelter I had known. And many miles I have put between the place that used to know me best. All the empty nights I've spent out there never seem to give me rest. So ring out for the empty lives that you made whole, and sing out to the wandering ones for whom you told. Someday when my time has come, you'll ring to call my soul, call my soul.
take my body to that old churchyard. You can lay me in the ground. Ring the bell out loud to call me home. Let me hear that holy sound. So ring out for the empty lives that you made whole, and sing out to the wandering ones for whom you toll. Someday, when my time has come, you'll ring to call my soul. Ring out for the empty lives that you made whole, and sing out to the wandering ones for whom you toll. Someday, when my time has come, you'll ring to call my soul. Call my soul.
Listen to the title track